Conjuring Bear. Morgan Falls, near Marquette, Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Common deer and raccoon sightings spent. I expect more. The bear appear, says Dwayne, my wilderness guide, when we talk about them. After three waterfalls and creeks boiling over a harem of reclining boulders, fallen tree trunks, like calligraphied strokes, dominate the scroll of nature. We are Buddhists by necessity. Amid the late spring cedar twigs, Dwayne breaks off, crumples, and orders me, smell this. The mind cannot hunt for its usual pinings. It slips, as do my urban feet, why I'm dancing on this creaky log, holding obese steady with a branch. I am a gondolier in a steamer's wake, a drunken circus bear, long accustomed to the ruffled collar and the lash. Dwayne possesses these woods, and is, in turn, by dint of patient gaze and hunt. He snaps his relentless lens at my precarious fording, laughs to himself that such dare faces off with inches of icy flow that barely a pebble move. He who stalked the full buck of winter last across drifts piled by lake winds, enough to make even Dwayne an alien here. And in the silence he shared with the clearing and the beast that halted there and turned to look at him, he killed and bound it and slid with it the decline to his truck, where rope and plank held the buck's glass stare tight against the rattling road home. And the balance of the felling was more than bodily, took the taking of a man's heart and lining it against the rigors of winter. The beast that fed all summer met that futility in its random clearing pause. Why struggle? Why hope to bridge one season with another, stitching the daily canticles into a taut drum? Once goat, sheep, or deer, now vessels, by whose beat we take, kill, love, know.